Good morning, Big Town Man. Here we are in lovely bumfuckistan, south. And the engine's nice and warm. What a wonderful thing the internal combustion engine is. My main concern is that with the CO2 issue, which isn't, you know, there's no such thing as fucking man-made, you know. Human-induced global warming, it's all bullshit, you know. It's all fucking made up. But my main concern is that the planet was reaching a global deficit of carbon, meaning that carbon gets locked away in chalcocites, you know, at the bottom of the ocean. Methane, you know, it gets locked away in swamps and bogs, and especially carbonaceous rocks. And the issues that create the biological processing of CO2 and turning it into carbonates, you know, that's sort of in full swing. So say if globally we are at a level 10 and the global production of, or the global freeing of CO2 was at say 9, so that means that over time the 10, the processing and sealing rate, or sealing as in locking away, you know what I mean, binding up, was at a 10, and the carbon freeing was at a 9, you know, the carbon processing and release and reprocessing and release. It's like sort of a ham, you know, it's like a leg of ham at the delicatessen, you know what I mean? Every time that cycle goes round, a little bit gets shaved off the fucking end, you know what I mean? So, a little bit gets locked away, a little bit gets locked away, a little bit gets locked away. And so, over time, you end up with more and more carbon being locked away. And less and less free carbon for all the plants and all this other sort of shit to grow, you know? And that's the other thing. That's just came in. I have all this fucking information and it just goes through my head at about 100 miles an hour, you know? And what it just came to me then was part of that sort of cycle is that when carbon dioxide mixes with air and water goes through the air, it picks up the carbon dioxide, and as the fucking slightly acidified rain hits the ground, it chemically, the carbonic acid chemically chemically combines with the alkalis, with the free minerals and the alkalis and the other compounds and stuff like that, create the carbonates. Remember the stalactites and stalagmites in caves, where that water leaching through the ground picks up the lime or the calcium hydrates, and I'm not sure of the exact fucking chemical process off the top of my head, but it converts that into a solution, and as that solution goes into the caves, you know, dripping down from the ceiling and shit, a little bit of it combines with the carbon dioxide in the air, and I'm not sure, oxygen, well, I don't know the exact sort of process well enough to state with certainty, but then that calcium carbonate precipitates out as, you know, stalactites from the roof and stalagmites up from the ground, you know what I mean? As the water drips down and the fucking calcium carbonate comes out of solution. Yeah, that's the thing, you know. And I'm not sure of all the chemical reactions. This gets, fucking chemistry is an incredibly complex subject, you know. It could be sort of thought of as more electrons or less electrons, you know. So the things with less electrons latch onto the things with more electrons, you know. And there's squillions of fucking reactions. So but that was one of the ways that, you know, so you get all the silicates and you know, of basalt and granite and fucking clays, you know, all compounds in clays, organic and inorganic, and sublimed sort of residues of plant life and all this sort of stuff. So slowly, the free carbon and carbon dioxide gets leached from the environment, and this is the main concern, is that although it's not almost infinitely small, by increasing the rate of carbon dioxide input into the atmosphere, which is good, you know, that also, the rate of carbon locking in also increases, you know, the amount of, because you've got to watch the media, because the cunts fucking lie about everything, you know, and they do, the media and all this fucking bullshit, you know, scandal-mongering and scaremongering and fucking, oh my God, this decade we're heading for the world's greatest ice age ever, plummeting temperatures, you know, next decade, oh, global warming, you know, the fucking planet's going to catch fire, fuck, you know, it just repeats, you know, the lying cunts lie about everything, and there's so many scientists that have been caught out, you know, regulatory authorities and scientists who have been caught out, you know, scamming the system for fucking, you know, revenue, for funding and stuff, you know. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, you know. You know, So this is the ham in the meat slicer. You know, every time it goes backwards and forwards, it slices off another little thin fucking shaving. You know, I was thinking about, you know, all these governments all around the world, they had, you know, research into the, you know, things of tetrahydro, you know, marijuana oil, you know, or hemp oil, and the medicinal uses of it. And I had a fight with the fucking retarded cunt of a fucking health minister in Victoria. And I asked her, I said, well, what are the compounds in the fucking stuff? She just released this brief. You know, saying, oh, we're doing research into the medicinal properties of cannabis oil, you know? And, you know, I said, well, what are the different compounds in the cannabis oil and which ones have genuine therapeutic effects and which ones are intoxicating and, you know, what are the medicinal effects and how do you get the extracts which are minus the intoxicating compounds, you know? And that fucking retarded bitch didn't have a clue. You know? She just signed off on the fucking report, you know, and sure, you know, they're allocating, you know, $50 million in research towards it. But why can't, you know, all these fucking, you know, just get a few good laboratories with a whole heap of different smart people to do all this research on this shit, instead of replicating the same fucking things 50 different ways, or the same thing 50 times, you know what I mean? Talk about time-wasting shit, you know what I mean? But, yeah, so, back to the issue. You know, why are so the whole sort of cycles of, that's the corruption of scientists and shit, you know what I mean? How many of these fucking lying cunts in the media are lying cunts, and the fucking most of them are nothing lying cunts and nothing but lying cunts, you know? So that was the thing. The, should the man-made or the human-induced injection of carbon dioxide into the environment, which is a good thing, you know, well, because there's more carbon dioxide to take up and to lock into the fucking earth, I'll just make up these mystical sort of numbers just to illustrate the point. If 400 years ago, you know, basically there was negligible human injected CO2, human created CO2, you know what I mean? So a tiny little bit had come from people and the rest was the environment and fires and fucking all sorts of shit, you know what I mean? So that rate was at a 10 and the CO2 freeing up was 9. Okay. So that cycle was depleted, locking away the fucking carbon dioxide every time it fucking happened. You know, every time the carbon dioxide was processed, you know, became free into the environment from carbon and methane and fucking fires and CO2 and all this sort of shit, you know what I mean? And then with a human induced in freeing up, you know, from coal and oil and stuff, with that extra availability of carbon dioxide into the environment, through all those multiple different processes, then the rate of locking carbon away through, you know, geological processes, the acid rain. Rain's always been acidic, you know what I mean? It's just and, you know, being locked away as methane and on the bottom of the ocean and you know, methane in bogs and fucking swamps and shit, you know what I mean? Effectively taking CO2 out of the fucking cycle of life. As the process to do that has also increased, part of just basic chemical reactions, but part of life processes, that means that if the human induced CO2 levels were to suddenly drop, then you've gone from 9 up to say 10, and then that's the production of CO2, and then at the natural environment's gone up to 11. So if the CO2 production by humans drops to sort of a fair amount and goes back to say 9.2, that means you've got a gap of, instead of say 10, you know, from 9 to 10, you've got now 9 to 11, you know what I mean? So the rate of locking carbon away through natural environmental chemistry, we'll say, and processes, biological processes and stuff, all of that is going to cause a rapid depletion of the bioavailability of carbon dioxide in the environment, you know? That's what my main concern is, you know? So, yeah, that's the thought about, you know, all this bullshit about fucking norm. Carbon dioxide, oh, we're going to burn the fucking planet, it's going to get so hot. You know, the planet's actually cooler, you know, you dumb fucks. The only thing that heats the Earth up is the fucking sun, and what the Earth does is it radiates it back out into space, you know? But carbon dioxide is the gas of life. You know, the trees, people, we get fed this shit, you know, unthinkingly, sort of. The roots of trees, they draw the nutrients from the soil, you know, and grow the tree. But the tree roots actually hold the tree into the soil so it doesn't fall over or blow over. And, you know, extracts water and minerals out of the ground, but it goes up into the fucking leaves, and the leaves harvest the CO2 from the air. So the leaves are harvesting energy, and, you know, they're harvesting the energy from the sunlight, and they're harvesting the carbon dioxide from the air, and they're combining that with water and minerals to create cellulose and lignin and all these other products to make the wood, and chlorophyll and all this other sort of shit. you know, the top part of the tree above the ground are the fucking air roots, you know. And so, you know, if you get enough depletion of CO2, the plants don't grow. No trees, no grasses, no fucking fruit, no vegetables, no plankton, no algae, you know. And I don't mean in the here now immediate sense, I mean in the longer terms, in sort of more human / geological terms, in say 300 to 500 years, things could look a bit on the grim side, because the fucking, the speed that, you know, after the last couple of 100 years, the speed that CO2 is getting locked away by the environment has outstripped the fucking capacity of the environment to put that CO2 back into it, you know what I mean? And we're part of the environment. All right, gotta go, bye.